Andy Sanborn pursues new casino despite license suspension. On January 1, the Concord Casino in New Hampshire was ordered to close amid allegations against its owner, Andy Sanborn, a former state senator. Sanborn is accused of fraudulently obtaining and misusing $844,000 in COVID relief funds. He was given 6 months to sell the property, and the New Hampshire Lottery has suspended his gaming license. A recent report revealed that although the former senator is in the process of selling the Concord Casino, he has managed to extend the sale deadline. Additionally, a favorable court ruling for Sanborn could enable him to develop a new casino off Loudoun Road. This development opens up new opportunities for Sanborn in the gaming industry, allowing him to potentially expand his casino operations despite the ongoing sale of the Concord Casino. Commission extends sale deadline. The New Hampshire Lottery Commission approved an extension for the sale deadline of Concord Casino, originally set for June 27 to July 18. The commission confirmed that this extension aligns with a prior order allowing a deadline shift if a buyer is identified. Ongoing discussions with a potential buyer for Concord Casino have been reported, though financial details remain undisclosed. It is possible for the New Hampshire Lottery Commission to extend the deadline for the sale of the casino once again, but it cannot be extended by more than 90 days. The sale of Concord Casino is a crucial step in Sanborn's plans to build a new casino. If he meets the deadline set by the gambling regulator, his gaming license suspension might be lifted, allowing him to continue with the proposed project on Break O'Day Drive. Related: New Hampshire casino owner wants public hearing over fraud allegations. Lawsuit challenging approval dismissed. In a recent positive turn for Sanborn, a lawsuit challenging the city's zoning board approval of his development was dismissed. This decision supports his plans to establish a casino floor, restaurant, and microbrewery, providing a significant boost to his project. Additionally, the development includes the construction of a hotel and land-based casino resort. The gaming floor is anticipated to be around 24,000 square feet, accommodating various gambling activities for up to 650 guests. This comprehensive project aims to create a vibrant entertainment destination, offering visitors a range of amenities and gaming options, thereby enhancing the local economy and providing new leisure opportunities for the community.